There's a reason we just played some Mary Poppins, because it's one of many, many things in a range of activities in the first ever Spokane Theater Fest, presented in cooperation with a lot of people, but at the center of it, as it should be, is the organization Spokane Arts and their executive director, Melissa Huggins. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so your job, which is simply to advocate for the arts, how did this idea grow up?
Yeah, so a number of the theaters came to Spokane Arts and the Downtown Spokane Partnership and said that they would love to create a way to sort of preview the upcoming performing arts season for the community, and that they knew of events in other cities like Houston, where all of the theater community comes together and creates a big celebratory event like this, where you can experience a huge range of the performing arts, everything from dance to ballet to music to traditional theater. And so they just sort of asked for some help in how to make that happen. And so we stepped in and helped coordinate the event and we're working on getting the word out there so that people can attend.
So it culminates in this event all afternoon, Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Fox. And always a big part of your job is how to define arts, and in this case, how to define performing arts. So how did you do it for this purpose?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So, again, with the impetus of the event being, sort of previewing the upcoming season, the initial theaters that came to us and were sort of primarily involved at the beginning before we sort of put a call out and said who else wants to participate were, of course, the Fox and the Civic and some of the other downtown theaters. So we started with, how do we showcase and preview some of that upcoming programming, whether it's the symphony or whether it's the ballet or whether it's the Inland Northwest Opera's Marriage of Figaro. So we sort of started there and then, like I said, put out an invitation to as many of the other local theaters that we could think of to invite them to either offer a performance or an activity in the lobby or to host an informational table so that they could, hand out some info and give people a sense of what they have coming up.
So simply you need a whole lot of people to come and enjoy all the event. And then because of the main stage, one can sit there for 3 hours and encounter all kinds of tastes of theater.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that that I'm excited about for the event is that we do have a mix of more traditional performing arts. I mentioned the ballet and the opera and the symphony, but we also have improv comedy, and we also have, a one-person monologue presented by Stage Left, which often does more, modern kind of avant-garde work. So I think that mix is really interesting, that people can experience a wide range of the performing arts. And then we tried to schedule or set up the schedule in a way that a person or a family could show up at any point in the afternoon between 1 and 4 and be able to experience a little slice of this and a slice of that, So they could look at the schedule beforehand and say, oh, I don't want to miss Mary Poppins. This is my chance to get a sneak peek of, to see a sneak peek of Mary Poppins before the show even opens. And they can pick and choose beforehand, or they could just show up and kind of wander in and out and say, oh, that's so great. We could go take our photos with ballerinas or, go participate in this other activity in the lobby and then go see a performance on the main stage. So there's just a lot for people to choose from.
And so you must have some nifty thing on a website that's really clear and wonderful and they can figure this out.
Yes. So the website is SpokaneTheaterFest.com. And of course, it's linked through the Spokane Arts website and the Fox's website as well. And there's a full schedule on there. And as I mentioned, these performances, these wonderful performances on the main stage will be running, as you said, all afternoon from 1 to 4. And then many organizations, both those that are performing and then other local community theaters and groups and organizations, will have info tables in the lobby, and they'll be doing giveaways. They'll have special ticket deals. There will be coloring activities for children. There's a photo booth with costume props. So there's just so much for people to choose from.
And even from where we started, right at early on, the second act on the main stage will be Civic Theater presenting a little bit of their Mary Poppins, which is their big fall musical. That will have been preceded by the Spokane String Quartet on the main stage at 1 o'clock. And I see they're going to move to the North Gallery at 1:30. So what's the difference? What's that vibe?
Yeah, so I think what we wanted to do, again, was try to set up the schedule in a way that some of the, if you came in the first half of the event, that you would be able to see a little bit of music and a little bit of dance and a little bit of theater and then so on with the second half of the event as well. And I love the idea of, putting the string quartet in the lobby makes it feel even more accessible and just kind of gives a different, more informal vibe. And I think that that is kind of a really incredible thing to be able to gather around, 10 feet away from these incredible musicians. Or you can choose to see them in this incredible performance hall. I think there's just a number of ways to interact and experience the performing arts.
So in the best sense of the word, it will be a party cacophony out in the lobby because you'll have two simultaneous events going, but one can get close to either one and focus on it. But.
Yeah, and we will have the Spokane Symphony is hosting the Instrument Petting Zoo, which will be up on the mezzanine.
Speaking of cacophony.
Yeah, speaking of cacophony, but that's why we put it on the mezzanine. So that's a great opportunity for, adults and kids to be able to pick up an instrument, try it out, see what they're interested in, just play around a little bit in a really lovely way.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Melissa Huggins, the executive director of Spokane Arts, about Theater Fest. It's a free event at the Fox from 1 to 4 this Sunday afternoon. One of the groups, Floating Crowbar. Let's take a little break and hear them do a song.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might someday rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such and such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, I gave her poems to say. With her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. Street where the old ghosts meet, I see her walking now. And away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn of day. When the angel woos the clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn of day.
One of their CDs, the CD called The Torn Jacket, that was the group Floating Crowbar singing that really beautiful song, which is called Raglan Road. Morgan Anderson, Don Thompson, Rick Rubin, and James Hunter, one of Spokane's really lovely ensembles, which is Floating Crowbar. Still with Melissa Huggins describing this event Sunday, the Theater Fest, between 1 and 4. Maybe just take us on an imaginary trip. Take us in the doors and let's visit a few things in the lobby and a few things that might go on and a ticket giveaway, a few things that you're doing there.
Sure, yeah. Well, I think, you know, this is a Sunday afternoon at the end of August, and so I think everyone is sort of shifting into back-to-school mode a little bit. Mm. And, of course, we're all trying to find ways to avoid the horrible smoke, and so I think this is, you know, going to the Fox Theater to participate in some activities and see some performances is a lovely way to do that. So, yeah, when you enter the Fox Theater, there will be tables from all kinds of organizations, community theaters, theater departments from local universities, community organizations like Visit Spokane and the Downtown Spokane Partnership and others. So they'll be hosting tables and doing their own kind of giveaways. The theaters will have their schedules and their upcoming performances, and many of them will be offering really special ticket deals that are just unique to this event, which is great. So for example, a couple of those, some will be offering buy one, get one free deals. Some will be offering $5 off individual tickets. Best of Broadway will be offering a 10% discount to each of their fall shows, which include Finding Neverland, Waitress, and others. So there will be all of these kind of incredible ticket deals that people can experience a little bit of a performance and then decide what they're most interested in and get a deal on those tickets.
Sounds kind of like going into Costco and getting the free sandwich. And then the coupon, right?
That's a great way to think of it. So you can move through the lobby. You can, get information, enter drawings and giveaways through all of these. There will also be a lot of fun activities in the lobby. So the Downtown Spokane Partnership is helping us put together a photo booth with some costume props that people can try on and take photos. And then many of the performers who are participating in the day, so the actors from Mary Poppins and the ballerinas, will be stopping by the photo booth to do photo opportunities. So, you know, kids can have their photo taken with the ballerinas from the Nutcracker and Mary and Bert from Mary Poppins and so on and so forth. As I mentioned, Spokane Arts will have a coloring activity for kids to draw their own mural. There is a drawing that will be happening on the day of a really lovely package actually donated by the Spokane Club and Best of Broadway and Tamarack Restaurant, where people can enter to win a night at the club and two tickets to Finding Neverland and dinner at the Tamarack Restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then people can, you know, the schedules will be posted throughout the lobby. And so, as I mentioned, people can pick and choose. They can enter the performance hall for whichever performance is happening on the main stage. So they could wander in and experience a monologue from Stage Left Theater or an improv performance by the Blue Door Theater. They could experience modern dance performance from Vital Movement, or, you know, the more traditional ballet performance by the Nutcracker, and so on and so forth. So there's so much to do during the day. And as I mentioned, a full schedule is on the SpokaneTheaterFest.com website.
Great. Melissa Huggins, the executive director of Spokane Arts. So that is this Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Martin Wilson Theater at the Fox, not only on the main stage, but throughout the entire building throughout the lobby. Thanks for coming in, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.